One of the themes that emerges from the material on Hiddur Mitzvah is that aside from classic, simple Hiddur Mitzvah, making the mitzvah nice, the object of the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah, aesthetically nice, visually nice, pretty, handsome, aside from all that, many achronim infer from various sources in the Sugya and the Rishonim, there is another idea of Hiddur, the real idea of Hiddur, a different idea of Hiddur, a more important idea of Hiddur, but there's some kind of idea of Hiddur which has nothing to do with visual aesthetics, which has to do with doing the mitzvah in a better way. The Achronim express this using all kinds of different terminology and examples, but the basic idea that a number of them point out is that Hiddur is not limited, certainly, to visual appeal. So, for example, one of the rayas many of them talk about is the Gemara talks about Agad of the Lulav, we pass in the Lulav, Ein Tzarech Agad Mikra Din, you do it for Hiddur. And many of the poskim are medayik from Rishonim that you need kesher al gabei kesher. It has to have a din kesher, as in Hilchos Shabbos. A knot or double knot is not prettier than a single knot. Many achronim assume the way they explain it is that it is a better knot. The Torah wants it to be mu'uga. The Torah wants it to be echad. So the more echad it is, the more al pi din is considered one. That's considered doing the mitzvah in a more ideal way. They bring the example of eating matzah l'teava, and if you're hungry and you eat the matzah, it's a better achila. It's not visually more appealing. It's not aesthetically nicer when you eat the matzah when you're hungry, but it's a better achila. An achila with an appetite is a better achila. Various other examples, we can debate the individual examples, but this is a point that several of the Gedolei Achronim, including the Avnei Nezer and the Chasam Sofer, make. One particularly interesting application of this is the idea that being actually Yotzei the Mitzvah and being Yotzei the Mitzvah L'chol HaDeos is A, more important than Hiddur, but B, it's not just more important, that itself is a form of Hiddur. Hiddur Mitzvah itself is something that you fulfill when you make sure that you Yotzei the Mitzvah according to all opinions. So several of the Gedolei Achronim make this point in slightly different ways. Bir Halacha has fairly neutral language. Bir Halacha just says that if a person has an esrog besides the regular hiddur of making a nice esrog, he says also getting a hold of an esrog which is kosher l'chol hadeyos is included in hiddur mitzvah. Bir Halacha says that if you have an esrog which has a chashash psul, it doesn't say exactly what chashash means, and it's machlokes aposkim, even though l'halacha it's kosher, l'kuli alma, there's a din of hiddur mitzvah ad shlish, forget the share for a minute, but there's a din of hiddur mitzvah to be yotzei l'chol hadeyos. Avnei Nezer brings the same din regarding Korfu Esrogim. He says that the problem was that Avnei Nezer has several tshuvas on Korfu Esrogim to his father. We'll discuss more about Korfu in a minute, but these were Esrogim that were very nice. They were much nicer than the Israeli Esrogim generally were, but they were Safik Morkov. There was a serious Chashash of Morkov. Avnei Nezer felt strongly that you should use the Israeli Esrogim, even if they aren't aesthetically as nice. And the way he explains it is that's Hiddur Mitzvah, just like these other examples of the Tzitzin and the Mila and the Teavon. It's not visually appealing, but doing the mitzvah in the most ideal way is Hiddur. Nikra Mitzvah Tveh, he says. So here too, he says, Barur Likach Esrog Vaday, Ein Lecha Hiddur Gadol Mizeh. That's the real Hiddur, to be Yotzei Bevaday. The Chasam Sofer also makes a similar point that they bring from the Chasam Sofer, that he says, we don't make up our own Hiddur. The Iker Hiddur is to do Dinei HaTorah. After you Yotzei, then you worry about making it nice. He says the Iker Hiddur is, he doesn't say exactly what case he's talking about, but he says the Iker Hiddur is to be Yotzei L'chol HaDeos and to make sure your Esrog is absolutely kosher. Now the devil's in the details. The interesting question, Halacha L'maaseh, of course, is what does it mean chashash? What kind of chashashos are included here? How far do you have to go for every single sheet anywhere? Is that really still more important than a nice Esrog? One particular case, Halacha L'maaseh, that I've struggled with for many years, I'm still not sure what the hachra of the poskim is. The halacha is a green esrog is pasul. The Gemara says green is pasul. The Gemara says why? Is it because it's not hadar? The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says it's called, it's not Gemara peri, a green esrog is immature. Male is a well-known halacha that if the esrog has started to turn yellow, even if it has some green, it's okay because the esrog is mature. Once you see it started to turn yellow, you see it already has enough maturity in it. You put it in a bag or with apples, whatever you do, but if it starts to turn yellow, Mikra din is kosher, and this is the general minhag. People buy, even at high price points and beautiful esrogim, people buy esrogim that have at least some green on them. Lamaisa, there are different shades of green. Not every green is considered green b'chlal, but even, my impression is that even real green like grass, yarka karsi, even the real green, people, even medaktikim, buy green esrogim. And l'chara, the pshat is, there's somech on the halacha, the shulchan aruch, most poskim say, because we bask in green is not possible, it's just a question of maturity. However, there are Gedolei Achronim who held El Maskana, the Gemara, besides the maturity question, green is also a Marapostle. Green is like black. Green is like white. Green is a Marapostle. If you have any green on the Chotem, if you have green spots, if it's Menumer, green is a Marapostle. You wouldn't have an asterisk with black on it. There's certainly too much black. You don't want an asterisk with green. That's the Shita of the Bach and the Bikurei Yaakov, as I recall. Gedol Echron. It's not the Halacha. We don't pass it like that. The Maaseh, there are Gedol Echron who held like that. So for years, I always wondered, people who are medaktik, who spend hours and a lot of money buying a beautiful estrog, the first harder is to be yotzei l'chaladeya. So isn't the Bach and the Bikurei Yaakov an important enough shita that if you really want to do harder, you should first be yotzei and not have green on your estrog? So I don't know. Again, the Bir Halacha says chashash pasul. Maybe that's not even a chashash. Maybe the pshat is their shita is nidche l'gamri. The Bikurei Yaakov is from the Amudei Ha'orah and Hilchas Estrog, but maybe they hold that this shita is nidche l'gamri. Maybe they hold it's not the green they were talking about. I don't know. Call upon him. This is a very practical and a nice question. Is the hadar of being yotzi, the shita of the Bach and the Bikurei Yaakov, more important than the hadar of having a more beautiful esrog aesthetically?
I suggest something that's possible that at certain points it's almost impossible to find a greenless esrog, and that became the minhag is not to do.
See, you do find this in some of the Avnezer's Jewish goof I was just looking at. He does make this point that certain kulas we find in the earlier daras were because it was the efsher. So certainly if you say that, it's even more of a spar today where we have so much choice and we should be even more nizhar. I have not seen
certain things fall into disuse, what is not used.
Right, like so it could be it becomes a minhag. Yeah, it could be that was part of the shayla. I don't know. It's definitely possible. Just a hara. You know, I don't have a hara on this. Just a hara that is something to consider. I wanted to discuss one other shayla that I've been struggling with for many years where this comes up. This is already a little far afield. But there's a famous machlokas in Hilchas Kiddush whether you can use wine for Kiddush that is mavushal or has sugar added. Not kosher for Nesachim. Shitas HaRambam and one shita in the Shulchan Aruch is the wine should not be mavushal, should not have any additives. And the other shita Machaber brings is that's only in the Nesachim. Kiddush, you can use any wine. That then the halacha, the Ramah certainly paskins, the halacha is we're mekel. We use wine that's mavushal routinely. However, the Ramah brings from Rishonim, the Augur, the Aguda, Ramah brings, if you have wine which is just as good, which is not mavushal, it's better to use that. So I've had a discussion with my father for many years. Both of us, neither of us are wine connoisseurs. Both of us do have often good wine in the house. You know, neither of us are such shmevinim, but we do drink some bottles of good wine. So the question always is for Kiddush, what should we use? My father, going back to Minhagei Hagra and the Rambam, my father tries very hard to only use, you know, today he can get pretty good wine, that's not mavushal also, but for years my father used to use Kedem's Matuk Rouge, you know, 579, whatever it is for a bottle, even though we had better wine in the house. And I would always say, but the Ramah says that you should use that if the wine is equal, you use Einam Mavushal. Ramah says clearly, if the wine is better, you follow the regular rule that Yayin is Meshubach or Chaviv goes first. I don't know for sure if that's because of Hidr Mitzvah, but there are poskim who say in this context that the reason you make a bracha or any bracha or kiddush on something which is better is a form of Hidr Mitzvah. So the Ramah seems to machria that Hidr Mitzvah or something like it is more important than being choshesh for the Shitas HaRambam, for one shita in the Shulchan Aruch. Yet, I mean, the Iker Hidr Mitzvah, the Achronim say, is to be yotzei the Mitzvah L'Chaladeus. The Rambam is a very important shita. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So again, the question is, what's more important? Being Mekayim, the Inyan of doing kiddush with something which is the most meshubach and the most chaviv, or do you say that my father may really hold that he's just not a connoisseur, even though he drinks a good wine, it doesn't make that much of a difference to him. But anyway, Yesh Lodin, then the same question. What does it mean that if there's any shayla, if you're not yotzei, that's the Iker Hidr, is to be yotzei with the yotzei l'chaladeus is more important than to be yotzei with something which is more aesthetically appealing, more zekei levan vayu. Another interesting point that comes, that emerges from this discussion of zekei levan vayu applying to kiyum ha-mitzvah b'shleimus rather than aesthetics, is a second chasam sofer. There are three chasam sofers on this topic that I saw. First one just says in general it's better to be yotzei l'chaladeus than aesthetic hidr. The second one, Chamsarfer has a shita, which is also the shita of the Bikurei Yaakov, and several contemporary poskim say you should be choshish for this. But you're really supposed to, the mitzvah of agad, you're really supposed to tie your lulav with a double knot. The holders that we use, several gedolei achronim reject them. They say the kesher has to be something which is impossible to untie on Shabbos. Anything that you can stick in and just dig in and out is not a kesher. You really shouldn't do that. And the dirshu brings from several of the contemporary poskim, Rav Yashu, Rav Karelitz, that you really should use a real kasher. After that, you can put holders and fancy rings. And one of the earliest achronim to say this, besides the Bikurei Yaakov, is the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer again says that the Iker Hidr, he says, is nikva by the dinim, by what Chazal and the Torah are there. we think is nice, the secondary, we think these nice rings he says are nice, he says, maybe, he says, but you know, the ikar is to be yotze, there's a din of kesher, the Gemara says there's a din of kesher, like a kesher, the poskim say, a din of kesher that's not mutter to open on Shabbos, to make or open on Shabbos, he says. So the ikar, what he's after yet, he brings the Gemara that says, the Mishnah says they would have an igrid bimino underneath, and then over that they would have gold. Mino also, the Gemara says, is mikra din at one point, So the Chasam Sofer says the ikar hiddur, again, this language, we don't make up our own hiddur. Hiddur is to go alpi the dine chazal, the dine atayra, that's the ikar hiddur. The Mela, he says, you should not use these rings, you should have a kasher. And that's what they bring, several contemporary posts can say. The minig is usually not like that. Most people I've seen, certainly in the U.S., do use these holders. Mishnah Berurah himself, I saw one article point out, is a little bit of a steer on this. At one point, when he brings down the dine kasher, he says, but the kosher klach, or the different holders that we use, are also fine. You shouldn't use a loop or just a bow, but the holders we use are as good as double knots. On the other hand, elsewhere he says, he brings the Bikur Yaakov, who says that if you taking the lulav out and putting it into the agad is not good, because if you can put it in or out, that's not a kesher. Doesn't say befeirish the holders are not good, but he seems to go with the Bikur Yaakov shita, that a kesher is something that you can't easily take in or out. I've seen, I think, some contemporary posts can say it doesn't have to mean you need 100 pounds of force to take it out. It means if you would tear off leaves, or if it's difficult, if it doesn't come out easily. But again, most of the holders that we use, it's not difficult at all to just slip the lulav in and out. So, you know, there are contemporary posts can we say you should be choshish for this, and you really should, at least maybe in addition to the holders, you really should have some kind of knot, which is A, knotted, and B, is tight enough that you can't easily remove the minim out. Can't easily remove the minim out. And the way the Chasam Sofer explains it is that the ikar hiddur is not simply aesthetics, which the holders and rings are nice, but the ikar hiddur is to have it alpi the dine kesher, the dinim of chazal, to follow the din Torah. That's the hiddur. It is not just aesthetic appeal.
What's the reason why kesher, agave kesher, is a hiddur? Is it because it's not in the pika? Use it
So
I have to say, I'm just wondering, you know, shy enough to say that the reason why it's a hitter is because of the Kulei Alma, even Rabbi Yehuda.
Say it again?
Maybe it's a hitter because it's going to
the Kulei Alma. Rabbi Yehuda, you mean?
Yeah.
Interesting idea. I don't think I saw that, but I didn't see all the Marmakram. It's an interesting idea. I don't know. It's possible if someone says that. I'm just not sure. So that's a shayla also about the Kaisha Klach. There's a third Chasam Sofer who uses the same idea that hiddur, the ikar hiddur, is defined by the dine hatayrin, by the psukim, and not by the halacha, and not simply by aesthetics. This Chasam Sofer is actually a tremendous kula, not a chumra. The first Chasam Sofers were both chumras that don't get to, you know, first of all, don't use the holders, and be very machped on being yotzi every shita. This Chasam Sofer is a kula. It's a Peldik Chasam Sofer. It didn't get that much attention in the earlier Acharonim. It's been picked up in the last half century. So Eliezer says it's a great Mitzia. Earlier Acharonim didn't seem to know about it. It's in the Chidushim, he says, not the Psakim. Tshuvas, Chasam Sofer says, the early poskim say that an estrog which has become discolored can be possible. Even if most poskim say, even if it started out a natural yellow, if it gets brown and discolored by either use or handling or bumping, then it becomes menumar, which is problems of Mara possible. And this apparently was very common, the Acharonim say, on Yantif. I don't think it happens as much today to Aristarchon, but the early Acharonim talk about, some people say it always happens to them, but yeah, especially when they had one asterisk for the Kehillah, it would certainly become, the many Acharonim say, so this is something the Acharonim talk about, that it often became discolored on Yantif. So many folks can say it's a problem. Chasam Sofer says it's not a problem. He says, he's trying to be Melamed Tzchos, he's trying to be Melamed Tzchos on the minute, which was to keep using it. But he says that people get worried and they start using someone else's asterisk instead, and then they lose the ikar mitzvah, which is to use your own. So the Chasam Sofer says it's not possible. He says, why? If it gets discolored, that's takap sol, that's takam enumer, he says. If it gets discolored through the use of the mitzvah, he says, zehu hadre, the hiddur of an asterisk is that it's used for the mitzvah. So if the same discoloration, again, it's not pure aesthetics. If it comes from the mitzvah, the same way the other Chasam Sofer says, l'chumra, that being yotzei the mitzvah is hiddur, so a sign that shows that it was well used for a mitzvah, that itself is a hiddur, and that hiddur outweighs, apparently, according to Chasam Sofer, the visual hiddur, and that hiddur, that means that esrog is still kosher. Other acharonim are done. There are other reasons why it might be kosher. I saw one of the acharonim brings, it's Eliezer brings, somebody says, if it becomes discolored, not from simple handling, but because you had water on your lulav, and the water causes the esrog to rot, because you brought it too close to the lulav, he says, then that's not because of the mitzvah, even though it came about through the mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't require that. So that's damn discolored. But the yisod of the Chasam Sofer is that if it gets the Yisrael of the Chasafer is that if it gets discolored through the mitzvah, Zehu Hadra, Hidr again, Hidr is not just about visual aesthetics, Hidr is about doing the Ratzon Hashem, being Mekayim in the mitzvah, and a Hidr and a discoloration that comes from the Kiyum mitzvah is not disqualifying.